I'm Juwan Song with the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and this is the Science Immunology Podcast. Today we're talking about killer immunoglobulin-like receptors, or KIRs, rapidly evolving proteins found on the surface of natural killer cells that either halt or activate cell killing function based on the information given to them by molecules called human leukocyte antigens, or HLA. The critical interaction between KIRs and HLAs is thought to be associated with protection against viruses, but it's still not fully understood how NK-activating KIRs, which are far less common than their NK-inhibiting counterparts, recognize pathogens.
So basically, when a virus infects the cells have some machinery for chopping up the proteins of the virus and displaying them on the cell surface as a way of showing the immune system that the cell is infected. And we've known that cytotoxic T cells do that. We've known for a long time that cytotoxic T cells actually use this mechanism. So they see peptides which are presented by HLA molecules, and that leads to their activation. What we've shown is that natural killer cells have a similar mechanism for recognizing peptide fragments in association with HLA molecules. But the important thing is that these interactions are much broader for the natural killer cells than the T cells, so that this means that natural killer cells can recognize lots of different peptides from lots of different viruses.
I'm talking with Dr. Salim Kaku, a professor of hepatology at University of Southampton in the UK. He and his colleagues are publishing new findings on KIRs and their ability to recognize various viruses. Their paper is titled KIR2DS2, Recognizes Conserved Peptides Derived from Viral Helicases in the Context of HLA-C.
There's been some circumstantial evidence that the KIRs are protective against viral infection, but I think our study is really one of the first to show a mechanism for how this infection works. So what we found was that an activating KIR called KIR2DS2 recognizes peptides derived from a number of different viruses. So when we say peptides, these are small fragments of the virus proteins that are displayed on the cell surface by these HLA molecules. So that the peptides are really 9 or 10 amino acids long. And our work has focused on peptides which are very similar across all these different viruses. So initially we started with hepatitis C virus and found a peptide that was recognized by this KIR2DS2 when presented by HLA-C. So we thought this is a really unique finding for hepatitis C. What about other related viruses? So we looked for peptides which shared some sequence similarities with this hepatitis C peptide. And what I think was really incredible was that we found a 5 amino acid sequence within all the flaviviruses, so all these dengue, Zika, yellow fever, and Japanese encephalitis, West Nile viruses, the whole family of these pathogenic flaviviruses have a very conserved 5 amino acid sequence, which is only present in the virus but not present in the human genome. And we think that this 5 amino acid sequence is a target for this receptor, KIR2DS2. And I think the critical thing about this motif is it forms one of the key bits of the virus. So it forms part of the virus called the helicase region, which is involved in helping the virus to divide. And that means that it's very hard for the virus to mutate that part of the genome. And so we think that this means that it acts as a sort of a good target for the innate immune system.
Right. I can imagine that it'd be a good vaccine target candidate, perhaps, and maybe formulate therapies for viruses like Zika and yellow fever, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we hope we can do is use this as a vaccine target, exactly for that, to help to activate your natural killer cells using in a new sort of way. So I think therapies for The Zika and yellow fever and all these sort of pathogenic flaviviruses tend to come in sort of two forms, either an antibody-based or a T-cell-based vaccine. But this gives us a real opportunity to use a natural killer cell-based vaccine. And again, we think there's a huge advantage in this, is that, you know, natural killer cells are part of the innate system, so they act very, very early on in viral infection. So perhaps in an epidemic situation, we could be activating a natural killer cells and really preventing spread of the virus at a very early early phase. One of the other things we hope to do is to use it as a general mechanism for activating natural killer cells, so that we can use natural killer cells as a therapy for cancer in a different way as well, because as well as being important for viral infections, there's a lot of interest in natural killer cell therapy for cancers. And we think that we can use these peptides to help boost the immune response to cancer as well as these important viruses.